Okay, we'll go ahead and start the net. I imagine we might get a couple of check-ins here before the end of the net here. Some are probably watching the Lions game. I've got the TV on in the background down here in the shack. Still 24-6 at the present time in the fourth quarter. Detroit's still looking pretty good as long as they can hold them here. Hopefully they'll go 7-1 on the year and put a little space between them and the Packers. So we'll keep you apprised on how things are going there if you don't have a set near you. So good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend wasn't as good as last weekend, but it was still nice enough. Saturday wasn't too bad, a little overcast, a little sun here and there, a little bit breezy at times. Today, I was hoping for a little better weather. I had some things I needed to continue up with outside and didn't get them all done, but hopefully next week looks promising to be able to finish up with the rest of the things that I need to do. So go to the top of the list, KEAPCQ, Dave, stand by KCA to VOA. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. Well, this week I haven't had a chance to touch the radio. I did get my cable from my MobiLink that will allow me to use my ST5DR with UHF and VHF messaging and WinLink, so I'll get busy on that. I did get my solar board, small portable solar board, to go with the Meshtastic, and looks like this next week is busy the first part of the week, but should be able to dig into that and get that started. So with that said, I'll turn it back to Net. KE8PCQ, back to Net.
All right, Dave. Just a little information for you, and if you want to put it out to anybody in the club, I'll send out an email and try and get a hold of have the Bay City Club presidents and that send it out to everyone. We're going to be doing a Meshtastic presentation for the Aries group, which is going to be open to everybody. It will come up on, haven't changed my calendar yet. November 21st, November 21st, so the Thursday before Thanksgiving. It'll be 1 week earlier because normally we do it on the fourth week, but that would be Thanksgiving Day. So on the 21st, we're going to be doing a Meshtastic presentation, talking about it. I have a basic presentation that I gave to the Saginaw Club. I'll be going over that again just as a refresher. We'll be going into a second part, which gets into a few more of the additional advanced commands and things like that. I'm going to be doing a presentation on the node that I built here for home. And hopefully I have some links and things in that because I found a couple other solar nodes that came out a little cheaper, about $100 cheaper, and seem to do about the same thing. So I might be building one of those. I got about half of the parts. So once I get some other things done, I may order a few of the parts here and there to make up a solar one as well. So I'll look forward to that coming up on the 21st. Okay, next up on the list, KCA VOA, stand by NADRL, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Sounds like an interesting forecast for this week and for the next week. Looks like we're going to get a little rain. So looks like 11th and 12th right now, possible rain from that, too. So at least we're not getting the snow. They're getting out in the west, the mountains there. So yeah, today was a day of cleaning up some more leaves. Not as many containers out there today. I did chop leaves, which when you chop, I can get about three times the amount in the cans. So I've got nine cans out, which would be equivalent if I didn't chop them, probably somewhere around 27 cans. So. Makes a big difference. And other than that, got a lot more leaves to come down. Neighbor's trees may be a third of the way down, and my trees are probably about half. With that, I'll turn it over to Net Control, KCVOA, back to KCYVF.
Yeah, Rick, I'm in the same boat here. I have only one tree that drops leaves now on the property, and that's the one in the front yard that's, I'm going to say, a little past half. So in between a third and a half, I guess, in there. So that's looking pretty good. I do have the neighbor's tree in the backyard that drops a lot into mine. It is dropping leaves, but I'd say two-thirds of it is still green, so it's going to be a while before that comes down. So I'm hoping we get more southwest winds that blow it into their yard and not into mine to kind of blow it that way. Luckily, the neighbor's tree behind me, the big maple tree there, is pretty much all down. So the winds there over the weekend kind of took, and back on Halloween and that, took most of those leaves and kept them in their yard. I didn't seem to have that many. So, yeah, that's an ongoing battle, and I think I have 6 or 7 bags out there, but again, I use 4 bags that I had in the garden. I had mulched those up put those in with the garden, got that tilled, so those, some of it went in there for food for the worms and that, and others went out to the curb. So never any better, at least a couple more weeks before I'm done with those. All right, NADRL, you're up next, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, yeah, the rain is coming. It's coming down pretty good at Green Bay right now, and obviously we're going to be getting that before too long. Hobby-wise, I've been having some problems with my digital station. My old Icom that I've used for years and years is kind of getting weak on the transmit now, so I have to decide whether I'm going to sell it as is or if I'm going to spend the money to get it repaired, put in another of my Icoms, and found out, after I got it all set up, found out that it had no power out, too. So right now I'm trying to get one of my Yaesu 857s for digital, which should work out pretty nice because it's a all-band radio, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, back to you, Ron, KCYVF and ADRL.
Oh, yeah, there's always something that's going on here. I have my station here, my one right here, my power out and my reflective power are about the same, and I think I got I'm way over on my SWR on this, so I'm going to have to go do some checking again. Usually it's in one of my cables here in the station. I disconnect it, clean it, and put it back on, and it solves the problem, but hopefully it's not outside because it would not be an easy fix at this time of year, so even with the weather being somewhat nice. So, okay, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
November 8th.